From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. A Jefferson City man has been placed on unsupervised probation after he pleaded guilty to charges stemming from a 2014 lockdown at Lincoln University. Aaron Burns was put on 2 years of unsupervised probation after he pleaded guilty in Cole County to misdemeanor third-degree assault. He had been charged with unlawful possession of a firearm and unlawful use of a weapon stemming from a November 2014 incident at Lincoln. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that court documents showed witnesses told authorities Burns was on the campus wielding a firearm in November 2014, leading to the lockdown at the school. Burns also cannot trespass on Lincoln University property or possess firearms. A Missouri lawmaker says he's pleased that a colleague dropped a restraining order against him, but says the man was trying to hurt his reputation. Representative Courtney Allen Curtis confirmed Friday he dropped the restraining order against Representative Michael Butler. Curtis and Butler are St. Louis area Democrats. Curtis says Butler swung at him January 19th outside a union reception over a dispute on a right-to-work bill. Butler said in an email Saturday he's pleased at the outcome of this legal matter, but disappointed in Curtis and the others who helped with what he called a political attempt to harm his reputation. Curtis was the only Democrat to vote in September in favor of enacting right-to-work legislation that would have banned mandatory union fees. Curtis said Saturday the restraining order wasn't political. Missouri is among the majority of states that restrict access to original birth certificates for people who were adopted. Legislation scheduled for House committee vote Tuesday would change that. The Missouri Adoptee Rights Act would allow adoptees to access their birth certificates when they turn 18. An original birth certificate could help an adoptee identify his or her biological parent. Current law only allows adoptees to access identifying information if their biological parents consent or have died. Bill's supporters say more access to that information could help adoptees better understand their own health. Opponents say biological parents agreed to adoption because it was anonymous, and changing that agreement retroactively would be wrong. The new leader of the Missouri State NAACP says he plans to build a younger, more inclusive organization. Nimrod Chappell Jr. was elected last month as the 14th president of the Missouri State NAACP. He told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that it's important to include leaders of groups such as Black Lives Matter, which rose to prominence after the Ferguson police shooting of Michael Brown, and Concerned Student 1950, which organized protests at MU that ultimately led to the resignation of UM System President Tim Wolf. Chappell also says he plans to reach out to other organizations fighting for similar causes, such as abolishing the death penalty and reforming the court system. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.